Every year, Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary has a contest to find the nation's best penny pincher, and she joins us now. And Michelle, you're not actually competing, I hope, because then no one's going to win.
My friends and family say it's a good thing you can't win your own contest because you would win every year.
Okay, why did you start this contest?
You know, I wanted to highlight the crazy things that we penny pinchers do to drive our friends and family and coworkers nuts and trying to save a penny. But I also wanted to point out that when you pay attention to the pennies, the dollars add up. I don't spend money on stuff that I don't care about so that I can have dollars for the things that I do, like saving for my kids' college fund or paying off my mortgage early.
And this year you decided to add a twist and make it a green contest.
Yeah, you know, every year I try to pick something a little different. And this year, since there's been a lot of focus on the environment and global warming, I thought it would be kind of neat to highlight penny pinchers who did some things to save either themselves some money or a business or something that was environmentally friendly.
Okay, and you have a winner.
A winner from Seattle, Washington, and it was so funny. He literally didn't want to see money flush down the toilet.
Uh-oh.
In his case, there was a drought in Seattle a couple years ago, and so this gentleman took it upon himself to go to some of the older restaurants that hadn't had the new toilets put in, you know, that sort of conserves mm-hmm. water, and flush it to see if they were using a lot of water. And then he refigured the toilet. Don't ask me quite high, because I'm not a tech person.
I think brick in the tank would work. But that,
yeah. Yeah. Or something similar to that. He rejiggered the toilet so that it would not flush as much water. Now, he didn't ask the owners to do it. He just took it upon himself. But it was just so hilarious that someone would be going around to establishments.
So he's kind of like a Robin Hood, like he just went in there and...
That's exactly right. He said he thought if he approached the management, they'd be a hemming and hawing. So he just took it upon himself. And he said he made sure that, you know, once he did this, after he flushed it, that he didn't waste even more money. But it just tickled me so that someone took this upon themselves. And a second place winner was a nurse who... oftentimes when they're doing IVs, they have a lot of plastic stuff that they use, and they were trying to reduce that. So she came up with a way to use the material in the IV kit rather than use these sort of plastic kidney-shaped basins that they often use. Mm-hmm. And it saved the clinic that she worked for, you know, thousands of dollars.
I'm wondering, have you ever gotten into any trouble for being too cheap?
I have. There is such a thing as being penny wise, pound foolish, clearly. I am obsessed with finding the station that has the cheapest gas. And one evening I was riding home trying to get to that cheap gas station and didn't make it. It closed. The next morning I got into my car and I thought I had enough to get there. I did not. I ran out of gas. And this nice gentleman stopped, because at that time I didn't have a cell phone because I didn't want to spend the money for a cell phone. And this nice gentleman stopped with this nice suit on, and, you know, I got in the car, which of course women you shouldn't do, but you know, I was being a penny pincher. And I said, "Oh, you look so nice. You must be on your way to work." And he says, "I'm on my way to see my probation officer." But I did make it to the gas station safe and sound, and he helped me to get some gas for my car. And from then on, as I try to get to the station with the cheapest gas, if I'm on E and I'm not sure I'm going to make it, I at least stop somewhere else, get about a gallon until I can get to the cheap station.
All right. That's a good lesson. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Michelle Singletary is our regular expert on personal finance. She writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money.
Listeners, if you have a money question, our resident penny pincher, Michelle Singletary, would be happy to hear from you. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link on the top of every page, and be sure to include the word Michelle in your subject line.